All right, we'll call this meeting back to order. We have Randy and Mr. Stottle, Brandon, Mr. Sorensen, Ms. Sorensen, I mean. Did I say Mr.? I said. Sorry. Anyway, road and bridge update. Randy, it's all yours.
Morning, gentlemen. First item I want to discuss is Shady Drive. I'll bring you a map up. I went and talked with Mr. Plants, and basically previous to us fixing this, and that's working fine. But there was some previous washing right in this area. He's went down there and worked on that a little bit himself. That's what he'd want a couple of the days for.
Okay.
So that's it's up to you guys as far as that. The other thing, as far as doing a vacation, according to Doug, this boundary line here is part of this subdivision, so if you vacate it, this goes to here, he becomes landlocked.
Wow. Okay.
Another little wrinkle in there.
That's a wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, and I've got some information and stuff in it, but this parcel here and the road itself was part of the subdivision dedicated, and that's how that road came into existence.
So we can't vacate it. We can't win like the guy.
So, other option would just be, I mean, basically we don't have it in our system. The other option would be fixing it so if people don't get hung up, I mean, nobody's maintaining it, but that's a petition to
no.
Go through the process.
I don't think that's a good use of the county money, just to fix that road.
I mean, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
That is very steep right there.
Maybe what we can do is get with our GIS, maybe Cassie or Melissa, have them work with Google or Garmin or whoever's doing this mapping and get this. I mean, that's our only other option because this is not a cheap fix.
No, and now we do have the signs up. So, I mean, and I don't know that anybody's tried to go through there any time here. We've done that. So,
we have four people. It's cut down. It has cut down.
What about this? Is there any place for them to turn around there if we signed it real heavy?
Well, they could turn around right here. The problem is there's a gate right here. But as you can see how this is laid out, I think that was originally...
For a hammerhead or something?
We own this.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we can make a fairly decent turnaround.
Hammerheaded or something?
Right here right now because it's easier from turn around there than it is.
I'd say right there.
We need to improve. We maintain to here.
Why don't we improve to here?
Well, we're already maintaining to here. But the school bus does turn around.
I would heavily sign it. I'd sign it right there and sign it on down.
I'd make this a little easier, more obvious, and sign it heavier right here and just try to stop them here. Because once they're here, it's...
Dead end or...
Well, here's the problem. If they back down, they're on somebody's private.
Would you rather talk to them and see if we can improve this a little bit more?
Right. If we're already maintaining it, just go ahead and talk to them.
We'll maintain the road,
Okay. And just put a sign right here that says dead end that way or end of county maintenance or anything like that. And put it right on the other one also. Put it right down here, too. I mean, stop them from going through there. If it gets up in there.
I think put a sign in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
All right.
Or a bar over the road so they can put low-height vehicle.
Okay.
But obviously, we're not going to vacate a road because that will...
Well,
do that.
Yeah, I mean, it basically will end all that.
So... So I will call Mr. Plants today and let him know what we're not doing. Just because if I don't call him, he will be calling me, so I'll go ahead and call him.
Are you keeping Brandon up to date with what's going on out there, or have you?
I was more of a surprise effect.
Surprise.
Now you're bringing the surprise.
All right.
I was trying to have it resolved before he got to office. So.
The next item, the guardrail will be starting today on Slough Hollow, and they anticipate that about a week's time. They should be completed on that.
Did we get a response from the Arkansas Game and Fish?
They're in the process. Mike Armstrong is working with Pat Keck on as far as the agreement and all that. So they're taking care of that, so we should have that.
So the financial part of it's being taken care of through the legal process.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get a – we've got that company up here. Did they bring their big machine to drill those holes?
They're going to bring whatever they need. I've already showed them the job, so they know what to expect, and they're going to have that there, so it shouldn't run into any problems.
Any other place that we need short pieces of guardrail or some holes drilled, can you find out if they're going to do that for anywhere close to what they did last time?
We actually got that item on the bid as far as the set price, what they bid.
Okay.
And I also have them, it'll be up in January before I can get them to help us out here as far as by the judicial. There's a small stretch of guardrail there we're going to install. They can't do it right now. They got two other jobs behind our Slough Hollow, so they'll come back and
we're going to do that one over
be
here.
Up
All
in
right.
January.
So. All right.
And I want to make sure we talk about
right.
it. So, okay.
I'm going to meet with them guys to see if that's a doable for them, because we got to set behind existing utilities to try to get that in there, and I want to make sure they can reach that far or if that's going to be doable to them.
Okay.
The Birmingham, and I'm going to meet with MoDOT to try to get a permit for improving that entrance when we get started into that project, because that sight line is not very good there, and I want to see what we can do as far as with their right-of-way and ours combined, if we can improve that when we get started on that project. So I'm going to meet and talk with them.
What about the survey down to the
That's
corner?
Happened this week.
That's happening and, this week, okay.
Yeah, that should get started this week. I've talked with Doug this morning, and he's got his crew back, and we'll get started on that.
There's several people called about that. I'd like to make sure that gets out there, that we are improving that road there.
The other one I want to, while I've got MoDOT, is to look at Fairview Church Road. It comes off of U.S. Highway 160 next to just past Frank Ray Road. Kind of a bad sight line where it comes out. It's always been kind of dangerous. We worked with a property owner several years ago, and they weren't willing at that time, but now they want to revisit this, and they're more so willing to let us move the road if that's possible. I want to work with MoDOT to find out a safe place to have that road connect to the highway, and then send them a map, and if they're good with it, they would donate the right of way to actually move that entrance at Fairview.
Something needs to be done there for sure.
It's difficult to get out. It sets on an incline, and it's not very good sight line looking to the east. So
it's not chip and seal, is there?
No,
or is it?
It's just a gravel road, and
we need something where you start to make that approach to it, maybe even beforehand. They don't have to jump up on the edge.
Well,
of
that's the other thing. We paid part of that incline, but the problem is you're sitting on an incline and very short sight distance. Uh-huh. So when you commit to come out, I mean, people are right on.
Yeah,
top.
Just go ahead and proceed with that.
So
it's really dangerous.
I agree.
We'll get somebody hurt there.
This other issue is something that Ron gave to me, and I did go talk with him, and I'll bring you guys an update. These are both county roads. One of them was taken in 05. This is Cedar Point is across the road. Kimberly Creek runs in here along this hollow, runs up through here and ends up here at the transmission place and a few houses here. The issue he's got with it, he's ceased paying taxes on all these lots that we didn't build the road. The road was taken in, and it's not following any plat or anything.
We had a big deal with the entrance on that. when in 2005 because of the way it had to cross that little old bridge type deal.
Yeah. Now that we improved, we put bigger culverts, we helped right. that, but his issue is he's paying taxes on this.
Does he want to vacate the subdivision? Is that what he wants to do?
Well, it basically it needs to be surveyed where the road is and adjust all these. But right. what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to replat these lots to make them fit how they built the road.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's going to have to, for us to replat this, he would lose all these lots and he'd have to redo his whole plat.
Right.
Is he wanting to do that?
Well, that's the problem. That's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
We didn't cause it.
No.
We took it in, but he's paying, right now he's still paying taxes on all these, and of course the roads run on all of them. They actually built the road.
They did.
Or Dick Scott did.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the question is he willing to... I would like to put the road where the drawings where the road is, obviously.
Sometimes you can't.
Right. But he's got to replat, is what he got to
right.
do. Yeah. If he's willing to replat.
Well, basically, it's not all of these because the road doesn't exist here. That's fine. The problem is, here's one that's sold to somebody else. Here's one that's sold to somebody else, and the road's across part of them. But I think it includes 25 to 30 lots, but it's still got the same process. It's going to have to be surveyed or replatted to make it correct.
If he wants to replat, we'd be willing to work with him. I would do it. But otherwise, I don't want to do the replat.
No, we don't. We can't do that.
No.
We can't. There's too many.
Because I don't know where he wanted to do what lots and how you reshape the lots. Like this lot has to be reshaped.
He owns all them, so it'd be up to him. I don't know.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
We can't answer that.
If he wants to do that, then we could help put the road, right?
Up to where it leaves.
I mean, we can
when
help.
When it leaves the platted location, then he's going to have to straighten it up.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, that's a pretty big job there.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Okay, the other one's going to be a whole lot easier. And... same people, same owners. We took the road in. He owns these two lots. Fairly simple. All he has to do is just
dedicate that to
us, and that yeah. one's solved.
Yeah.
See if he'll do it. I mean, that one's just 40 foot wide anyway. That's what.
Well, that, and that's fine. That met our requirements at that time, so we're good. This one I would leave the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to dedicate those to the public, then we'll clean it up.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
Easy.
Yeah. I don't know what process. I mean, that's his bill to dedicate that to the public. I don't know what process he'll go through to do that. We won't vote on that.
Basically, you'd probably want a description or some type of description.
Take it
he
in.
He could put it on a grant of easement and dedicate that to us. And
that's what I mean. It's his
and
work.
And then just have it recorded, and then we're done.
I agree.
That one's easy. The other one's, that one's a big one.
Yeah.
So. All right. The other I have is all in executive. So.
Okay. Dan, do you have anything in non-executive to talk to him about?
Are we moved off of the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge FEMA project?
I think all they had was just the fences all done, the bridge, all the seating, and I think the water come up on them. They just attached the water gap that the property owner wanted, and it's minor, so.
Okay.
We should be pretty much done.
What about the other Hunter project?
They got the timber all down, so all it is just basically smoothing up, and then we got to put the fence in.
Yeah, he's furnishing all the fence.
Right, he's furnishing it. All we got to do is put it in. So that one's...
For the easement.
He's got all the timber out of the way. So
okay.
That one's almost...
I've had a couple of people ask about... The reason I mentioned that Pro Tem Cedar Creek deal is the last time I was there... we had the equipment sitting there, and somebody brought up to me that there was still some county equipment sitting there. is there? I mean, are we, is it?
Well, the last time I was down there, there wasn't no county equipment there anymore. There, okay. Everything was moved out and gone.
All right. So I mentioned it to Harlan, so maybe yeah. He just went down and got it then because there was some comments made.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad it's gone.
Fall Creek, have you had any discussion with Branson about Fall Creek and our plans?
No.
I would like to at least talk to him.
I haven't heard back as far as the drainage project that they were wanting to do. I don't know where they're at with that, if they're still going ahead with it.
We had a maximum of $10,000
right,
we were going
right.
to participate
and
in. But
that was
I'm going to go talk to David Miller about the Fall Creek Road, because we're planning to do a pretty serious overlay next year, correct?
It's going to need something. I don't want it to get too bad of shape before something
gets done
with it, because there's a tremendous amount of traffic. So that's the reason
I'm going to talk to David and see if that's a good time. Let me go talk to David Miller and see what it is.
Be a good time for them to take it over.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Be a great time, especially if we're going to spend some money. Maybe money they can hit the road. Mm-hmm. So, I'll talk to David.
Okay.
I'll keep in mind,
we still have several roads that go off of it. So, but
fine.
I mean that's a huge road.
Could you give me a list of all those roads that come off of Fall Creek too?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Yeah. We can get you all that.
If you do that, then I could, or a map or something. Maybe it's just a map.
Okay.
And then that way I can have a conversation with them about that.
Okay.
It makes sense for them to take over all that. It really does. So, okay. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
We have posted executive session for personnel, which is the .3. And if there's no other discussions, then I guess that's where we're at right now, to go to executive. So.
Motion to go into executive.
For the personnel? I'll second the motion. Motion has been made and seconded to go in executive session pursuant 610.021.3. Just discussion. For those listening, this will conclude today's business, so we will not be coming back on air after this. And with that said, all those in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye. Motion carries. We will go into executive and then recess and adjourn after that.